Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my most humble and loving pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. I extend a hearty welcome to all my Sai brothers and sisters to the second day of the 10th anniversary celebrations of the Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital. In continuation with the last evening's program, today we have talks by three eminent doctors. The first talk is by Dr. Voleti Chaudhary Garu, Director, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashantigram. The second talk will be delivered by Dr. Vinod Verma, Medical Superintendent, Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, Puttaparthi. The third talk is by Dr. A. Ashwini Kumar, Professor of Medicine, Ashram Medical College, Eluru, on the uniqueness of Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital. The talks will be followed by distribution of hearing aids to the beneficiaries by trustees of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. This will be followed by bhajans, during which we shall have the felicitation of doctors and paramedical staff of Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital by trustees of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust in the divine presence of Bhagwan. Now, I take pleasure in requesting Dr. Voleti Chaudhary Garu, Director, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Prashantigram, to deliver his message for the day.
Sai Ram. Sri 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 Bhagwan Satya Sai Baba Vari Padara Vindamulaku Satakoti Namaskar. Chakravarti Garu, Migilina Bhaktulu, Andariki, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Next 15 minutes or so that's given to me, I want to just appraise what Swami has done to humanity from a medical perspective. Because when they asked me to speak, quite a few aspects has come to my this scenario. But then I decided, this being a medical meeting, I thought I would put a few things into perspective. Individually, what Swami could do to a cardiac surgeon who spent most of his adult life, almost 4.5 decades, outside India. But still, there is scope. And before I forget, I want to say something about yesterday. None of us really have personally met the health minister. This is just a typical example what Swami does to people. I think this is his first visit to Puttaparthi. He is very aware of what super speciality hospitals are. He runs them, he is a health minister. But when we showed him what Swami has done in this desert, it's a desert, hardly 2 inches of rain. In this desert, Swami has created every fragrant and very beautiful flower. That's the only way you can explain it. Because 3 years after Swami has inaugurated the hospital, two architects in London who write about only hospital architecture, journeying all over the world, and release a journal every 5 years, picked our hospital as one of the top 50 hospitals in this world. And they did it for two reasons, which they published very clearly. The first reason is the philosophy of the holy man behind this project. That is, healthcare and education must be absolutely free to the entire humanity. Entire humanity. The second thing they said is, this is again a very perfect example of fusion of form and function. Some things look very beautiful. A lot of flowers look beautiful. A lot of flowers have fragrance, but they have to have both of them. Function very efficiently and look very aesthetic, very beautiful, very beautiful. As beautiful to be called as a temple. That's why we call it Temple of Healing. So when they said this hospital has the perfect fusion of both, and that's what divine creation does. So this is a typical reaction for anyone who visits Swami's hospital. But when you take a person of his background to go through the hospital and then look through what Swami has done, and then in the evening promise to all of us, such a strong words, I'll do my best to my heart's content. In one day, not even one day, 12 hours, this is what Swami can do to people. I see this reaction every day because people come, go around, because they don't believe it's free till they see there is no billing department. That's the only department we don't have in the hospital. Now, as far as I'm saying that, I'll tell you the social contribution of Bhagwan. You cannot imagine. Just from this hospital alone, I'm going to tell you only the perspective from this one hospital alone. We have seen more than 10 lakhs, that's more than a million patients in cardiology and CTVS OPD. We have seen over a million, 10 lakhs of patients in Euro OPD alone. If you talk about surgeries, each cardiac surgery costs over 1.5 to 3 lakhs. That's the spectrum depending on where you go. We have done over 25,000 open heart surgeries in this hospital. Every kind, from little babies to complicated older people. We have done over 65,000 urology procedures. When you talk about urology procedures, they're not simple stone removals. As complicated as laparoscopic nephrectomy. You know, that is done in the most specific, highly specialized hospitals with utmost surgical dexterity. That's done every Friday in our hospital. 65,000 of them. We have done over 62,000 ophthalmology procedures. In private hospitals, still they have not come to the level of doing what we call IOL, intraocular lens. They may take the cataract out. We have a FACO machine that is one of the most sophisticated with a very small 2-3 millimeters. We're talking about millimeters here. So you can imagine the surgical dexterity that you need. We have done over 13,000 orthopedic procedures, which include joint replacements, knee and hip. We have done almost 10,000 plastic procedures. You see this 5-year-old, 6-year-old children come with a frozen joint. They just suck through a straw to survive. And when our plastic surgeons could mobilize that joint with one of the most... No, even anesthesia for that is a nightmare. We have the sophistication to anesthetize a patient like that and then immobilize this joint so this 5-year-old child could eat normally, These are people neglected by society. So if you translate this, apart from the several hundred crores Swami has put in to start the hospital, just the social implication alone runs into 600, 700,000 of crores that Swami has saved for society today. Do not look at the monetary aspect of it. This spectrum of society is neglected. Without Bhagwan's hospital, I tell always, all over in the world, they either come to this hospital, get better, or go home and die. No other choice they have. That is the society we have today. People do medical camps all over the country. Except Satya Sai medical camps, every other medical camp is done to generate patients. That's the only reason they do the medical camp. Just to generate patients for their main hospital. What does Satya Sai hospital do? You have heard yesterday, you'll hear again today, is to penetrate. That's what we were told yesterday, is to penetrate and treat. Not to gather more patients for their hospitals. That's the state of affairs we have today here. And when we see a man so changed in 24 hours or 12 hours, as much caliber as a health minister of our country, of our state. That is divinity. Like, this hospital was built in 7 months. I was telling the minister yesterday. And we all agreed it is the divine, or for normal conversation, I call it as an X factor. You see it every day. Now, what kind of service we provide? I'll tell you. We installed a multi-slice, 128-slice CT scanner. And the other day, the expert who came, who helps us, says, Sir, you don't realize, there are only six of this in this whole country. They're so sophisticated, and there's only one other one that's in Hyderabad. But there is no machine of this caliber in the entire state of Andhra Pradesh. And it's free. So, you see, when Swami says, I travel first class, what does he mean not traveling? That's what, there is no compromise. So, I'll tell you in 5 minutes what I have seen, I have felt. I came here as a very high-headed, very hot cardiac surgeon from a state, though it's a state in United States, it's sixth is the eighth largest economy in the world. California is the eighth largest. That's where I came from. We had everything in excess. That's how I came to Swami. Seven bedroom house, 6-7 cars to drive around. And when I came to Swami and I saw him, and now how things can happen is a divine scripture. He only can write a divine scripture. We always used to treat the patient as a Medicare number. That's all for us. If I do a surgery, go back to the office, the secretary said, Doctor, what's the number for this patient? That's all. When we met Swami as a team the first time we came, he told us, there's a three-dimensional healthcare. Bangaru, that's what I want you to practice here. I know you're used to Medicare numbers. What we want you to do is three-dimensional. I said, Swami, three-dimensional. Yes. First, take care of the physical ailment. Take care of the mental framework. And take care of his soul. That's what Swami does here. So how does he do that? See, any patient that comes into any of Swami's institutions, healthcare, it's free. It's totally free. You can talk about Bill Gates. You can talk about the richest people. Anybody goes to a hospital, it's always in the back of his mind, what is it going to cost me? Except if he is in such a Sai hospital. See, that takes away such a mental strain out of his mind. Totally gone. All he's interested now is, yes, I'll get better. Doesn't matter how much I'm going to pay. I'm going to get better. Then, I know how many of you are there, if you sit in that central dome, just sit for a while in that central dome. No escape from asking yourself, who am I? What am I doing here? What's the purpose of my life? And that absolutely gets cemented when they meet the staff. In that staff, there are people from every part of this country and every part of this world. They speak different languages, they come from different cultural backgrounds. And then they see this special group of people we call Sevadars who come here every 10 days, just only one purpose, that's to serve Swami. They have nothing, they have no agenda. On their own expense, we provide them basic amenities here. So when a person comes to a hospital and sees this kind of a scenario, he has to think himself. What's going on here? What's going on here? So another typical example is, I have to go back to our ministry again yesterday. So this is how Swami said, deliver three-dimensional health care. You know, 10 years later, 2005 onwards, half of medical schools in the United States teach spirituality of medicine today. You see the amount of divinity that has to be into medicine, and that has to be told to us by Bhagwan, by Bhagwan. So, you know, it is mind-boggling. Yes, Swami has done phenomenal things to me. I came here as a very raw, I told you, almost rowdy-ish kind of a cardiac surgeon, knowing that whole world is under my feet. But today, Swami is the one that runs the show. I want to stop with just one quick story that happened 2 years ago, a year after I took over the job as the director. This guy calls me from nowhere. Sir, I have met you in your brother's house 10 years ago in Chennai. I said, what's the problem? I have a very small heart problem, sir. Can I come and see you? I said, sure, fine. And he's a surgeon by himself, general surgeon. I said, fine, come and see me. He said, can I come and see you next Tuesday? I said, please come next Tuesday. When he comes next Tuesday morning, I see him in the office. He comes, sees his wife and two teenage children. And when I look at his record, he had an acute myocardial infarction, acute heart attack, major heart attack. He underwent a cardiac cath, which is like a roadmap. And they told him after that, you need emergency bypass tomorrow morning, $175,000. He said, I don't have that kind of a source. I know where to go. And he comes in, walks into my office with that history. Anybody else could have been a history by that time. And it so happens that day we have Dash, who is our best cardiologist. And I said, yeah, it looks like surgery. I said, Dash, what can you do? He comes and looks at it. Says, sir, we can help him. I said, what do you mean help him? Send him to Whitefield. So we send him to Whitefield. No surgery. He just opens that block completely. It's the most critical block. Believe me, maybe 1 in 1,000 cardiologists would say, I will do. Because it's very easy for them to say, send him to surgery. Because they have other things to do. But this is how we deliver Swami's message. Next day, thus opens this up completely and he sends me an angiogram, which is absolutely normal at that point. Look at this man's devotion. Look at his man's confidence in Swami. So when you say Swami is not here, please, that is just a myth, just a myth. Swami is always here, like he said, above you, below you, around you, all over you. Jai Sai Ram.
Sir, thank you, sir, for reminding us that Swami does work through all of us, always. Now, I request Dr. Vinod Verma, Medical Superintendent, Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, Puttaparthi, to come and deliver his talk.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Respected Chakravarti Sir, Prasad Sir, my dear brothers and sisters. Today, on behalf of Satya Sai General Hospital, Prashanti Nilayam, I convey my greetings to Satya Sai Mobile Hospital on their celebration of 10th anniversary. We all know Swami started this free medical services 60 years ago by establishing the Satya Sai General Hospital at Prashanti Nilayam. And thereafter, as Dr. Volatti has already spelled out, that two Institute of Higher Medical Sciences and a general hospital at Whitefield came in existence. 10 years prior, the Mobile Hospital, when it came up in existence, and we see that, I remember about my Defense Forces experience that we had in our field areas there the hospitals on wheel. But when I visited the hospital, I was amazed to see that such a modern equipment fitted hospital which can deliver its best services to all the village poor people, those who cannot travel, even they don't have a money to spend for a fare going to the hospital. I'll just briefly say how our close interaction, a love bond, is with the Satya Sai Mobile Hospital. About 5 years back, I recollect that, and we know that Swami has already said number of times to the doctors he has conveyed his message, whenever a patient comes to you, don't treat him as a patient only. See him in a human angle and see me in that patient. And when we see in that angle, definitely the love flows from our heart towards the patient. So this is very important, when a patient comes, and there may be a patient for whom we may not be able to help him. To that extent, he may be having some of the disease which the treatment I cannot provide him, or it's not available. And Swami has always said, these type of patients, don't just tell them, I don't have anything to do for you, and you can go anywhere. Swami has always said, as soon as the patient enters your chamber, always see with love and affection the smile, and go into the detail of the patients, that what he is suffering and all that. If you feel that he can be treated by you, give him the medicines, other things and all, and some love, so that he goes happy. But in a case, a patient whom we cannot treat, may be requiring higher center opinion, we have to guide him till such time that the patient is satisfied and leaves our chamber. In the similar context, it happened 5 years back, Dr. Narasimhan, director of Satya Sai Mobile Hospital, he was feeling in his heart of heart that we have got a surgeons, they are coming from good reputed surgeons, coming from Hyderabad and other places to give their services to the Swami. But whenever a surgeon sees a case of surgery and he diagnoses this case is this and all that, it's a simple surgery, but his hands are tight. Where to operate? When to operate? It means we tell the person, you go to Anandpur or you go to General Hospital or place and all that. It means the matter is incomplete here. We have incomplete job has done. So he one day talked to me and we sat together and we came on a formula that you must have your surgeries in the General Hospital. And the first 1 week or 9 days are kept only for the Satya Sai Mobile Hospital. And their doctors, they do the pre-checkup, everything and all that. A patient is admitted a day earlier and 4 days are allotted. 1 day for the gynae surgery, 1 day for the general surgery, 1 day for the ENT and a day care surgery. Sometimes day care surgeries are taken 2 days also. So keeping in view our system that patient is in the hospital for post-operative care also, it takes about 7 to 8 days. And their doctors, post-operative care also is being done by them. And I am very happy to say that in one Sine, 3 months or 4 months, some of the small children, those who have got the problems, 3 to 10 years age, they are pulled together and a pediatric surgeon comes from Hyderabad. This is the correct thing. Otherwise, general surgeon can do it. But when a mother comes to know that my child is going to be operated by a pediatric surgeon, she feels happy because she knows the child is in the right hand. Hence, they come here in 3 months or 4 months, he organizes this pediatric surgeon and pediatric surgery is being done in Sita Sai General Hospital. Similarly, if we see the condition of the mobile hospital functioning, really is heartening to say in such a atmosphere they function, really like army troops they function. As the army troops they go in a congenial, because our, you see, our villages are in such a place, there is no proper road. There is no proper buildings also for the hospital. Yesterday I was seeing the film and I remembered about my days, how we used to pitch the tent and stay in that. And they have organized within no time. It's like a huge exercise of an army. In no time they erected the hospital and started functioning also. Another thing that Swami has always said, when a patient comes to you, don't treat him as a whole with the medicines only. But we must give him some little talk on the preventive aspects also, which is being done in our general hospital. Mobile hospital has also taken over that thing. And we see, if we have seen ourselves, how we are conducting for the diabetic and hypertension cases, the preventive aspects talks. We have started the yoga in the general hospital. With this aspect we have seen, the improvement in certain cases is tremendous. Even if the diabetes has not gone further bad, at least it is arrested. Because we have to give our certain time. Usually doctors, they just, patient comes, right, and they even don't talk and go. But this system in our hospitals and Swami institutions is being carried out, that we must see that the patient is your most valuable person. Most valuable person. Because when the patient will go out, if you have done in a good treatment, you have given in a love and affection, he will speak about you good. Otherwise, he will speak bad about you. So this we have to see, that we have to change ourselves, that we give with a love and affection, as Swami has already said and all that. Never hurt a patient. Because I recollect Swami's quote, help our and hurt never. And another quote also, where Swami has said that anybody hurts you, pardon him. Don't do the same behavior. I recollect a actual fact happened in army. On the same basis, I was a young captain at military hospital, Jhansi. I never imagined, at the time, because being young, I was in a different atmosphere at the time. I never realized about the spirituality, what is there and all that. I was the duty medical officer in the military hospital, and there was a couple in the military hospital, senior couple, both were lieutenant colonels. Wife was a gynecologist and husband was a pathologist. In the midnight, I got a call from the theater, sir, come immediately. Because being a DMO, it was my duty. At that time, DMO acts like a commanding officer of the hospital. And they said, something has happened, serious, come here. So I went to the OT. I asked, what happened? So they said, this thing happened. The story is like this. This gynecologist and her husband both were very pious, sick gentlemen. Pious. And they believed only in humanity service, nothing else. But I being a young, I never understood about these things and all that. And there was one senior colonel standing outside in a CV. And his mood was absolutely raged and all that. So I asked him, what happened? And point blank he said, this lady has killed my wife. I said, what happened? He says, she came for delivery and this happened and all that. Then I told him, yes, sometimes these things are, it happens. And I know she is a well-qualified lady. There's nothing to worry and all that. By the time we told this colonel, you go. I asked, madam, what happened to you? She very frankly, and other people, those who are witness, they told me, ki as soon as the news was given to the husband, he abused her and slapped her when she is in a uniform. And do you see, this matter went up to the higher authorities because it's not a simple matter. And I don't know what is the outcome came later on. But only one good thing of this I have come to know. When they called this lady and asked her, okay, this has happened, what is your opinion? She says, it can happen with him if I would have been in his place also. Hence, I pardon him, and please don't end any action on this husband. Because at the time, he was under certain stress, which a good doctor will understand. But I was still not convinced, because I used to quite frequently go and meet the couple. They used to like me like their own son. But I still at that time. But now I realize, after coming to Swami's fold, really, that thing which Swami has taught me now, I could have learned at that time, I feel that's better. So this type of things happens and all that. And these type of instances sometimes gives you the strength, faith, and definitely they change you also in life. So this is one of the instances in which I changed my attitude of my life. I used to be short-tempered, I changed from that also. And then I realized, yes, ki we must, not with the patient, with our fellow being also, we should always love and all that. So finally, I'll just say one thing, that how a mobile hospital is helpful to us in so many other ways also. Whenever a case of certain emergency comes, because sometimes we don't have a surgeon in this hospital. The young surgeon comes, he goes on leave or he leaves or somebody, we wait for the next. And during these 12 days which they are working in the hospital, and in that time any emergency of such appendicitis or acute abdomen emergency required operation, we just request director and he sends his team immediately and it's being operations conducted in our hospital. We have got 6 students of DNB, and for rotation, in rotation they are attached with the mobile hospital, because this is the best village service which government says ki they should attach to the village primary health centers and all that. I think this is much better than the primary health center to attach with them to update their knowledge. And this is another thing also, because the doctors, those who come in this hospital, they are well qualified of repute, and hence these students will get more knowledge from them and they are working also. And over and above, as this mobile hospital or doctors, they are so lovable to the patients, and these students, they are not in the Swami's fold, even some of them. At least they will learn this thing from them also when they are working with them. So this is our motive, that we should see that this. Lastly, I'll say, we people feel that the mobile hospital functions only 12 hours a day. No, that is not correct. Their 12 days work is equivalent to 1 month work. We should see that, how much, in what conditions they do. when the temperature is 48 degree or 46 degree in the villages, they are functioning at a time. At least I am functioning in a covered building. This is the difference I realize. Hence, all the things which Swami has created, from starting from General Hospital to the Institute of Higher Medical Sciences and the Mobile Hospital, there was vision and mission of the Swami in this. That's why Swami started. As yesterday, Dr. Narasimhan said, he normally wanted to take this modern medicine and the investigations and all that which is not available to the poor people at their doorstep. What a fine vision was that. Nobody could imagine. Governments have got a lot of funds with them. They could not do it. But Swami has emulated this thing and done it for the whole world to show them that this is the one of the ideal way of medical services to be provided to the humanity. But still people are not understanding. I pray to Swami, Swami, you shower your blessings and grace on all the human beings so that they understand at one moment. And lastly, I convey my best wishes to the Mobile Hospital for their Herculean task and wonderful job done. Jai Sai.
Thank you, sir. Now I request Dr. A. Ashwini Kumar Garu, Professor of Medicine, Ashram Medical College, Eluru, to deliver his talk on the uniqueness of Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital.
Sai Ram, my humble pranams to the divine lotus feet of our Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Sai sisters and Sai brothers, Bhagavan with his abundant love for the suffering humanity has started this mobile hospital services. He has inaugurated on the auspicious Ugadi Day, 30th March of 2006 at Charlapalli village. Bhagwan was always saying that the poor people in villages suffer in silence the diseases and their ailments because of ignorance, poverty, and lack of transport facilities. More than that, none to take them to the hospitals for treatment. And Bhagavan was asking, where from they get money for investigations and treatment? Bhagavan says always, Grama Seva is Rama Seva. నామస్మరణతో చేసే వైద్య సేవ గ్రామాలలో ఉత్తమోత్తమం. అండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ ది మొబైల్ హాస్పిటల్ సర్వీసెస్ ఆఫర్ టు ది హ్యుమానిటీ. దెర్ ఆర్ సర్టెన్ యునిక్ ఫీచర్స్ ఆఫ్ ది మొబైల్ హాస్పిటల్. ద ఫస్ట్ అండ్ ఫార్మోస్ట్, ఇట్ హ్యాస్ ఎ త్రీ డైమెన్షనల్ అప్రోచ్ టు ది పేషెంట్ కేర్. ద ఫస్ట్ ఈస్ when a patient comes to us, their ailments are attended to with all the care that can be bestowed upon them. Secondly, there is a preventive focus that every patient who is being treated is advised about the preventive aspects of the disease, how they can prevent the diseases occurring time and again. Also, particularly in these days of vector-borne diseases, we tell them in plenty how to prevent the mosquito bites, how to keep the house environment clean and the surroundings clean to avoid diseases. It has another base, that is the spiritual dimension. Every patient to whom we give the medicines, tell them, please namasmarana of your beloved God and then take the medicine. The medicines will certainly act much better. Namasmarana is one important aspect which we inculcate in them. Not only that, nama japam, likhita japam is one which we tell them again and again. Sai sisters and Sai brothers, my eyes become wet when people with paralyzed hands, they write the likhita japam and bring the book and show it to us. Really, we are moved and tears flow. And that is the effect of the third dimension, the spiritual base. And we have other special features too, regularity and follow-up. From 1st to 12th of every month, in the same nodal point, exactly on the same date, our mobile hospital services start. The follow-up is excellent because of the wonderful records that are maintained by every doctor. Follow-up is very easy. Secondly, specialty and super specialty services are offered to the poor patients at their villages. One more important aspect is, as in all Swami's hospitals, all the services are totally free of charges. And in fact, it looks as though a super specialty hospital is available to them at their doorstep. With Bhagwan's blessings, a supreme feature of the mobile hospital services is, when a complicated case comes which requires the expertise of two or three specialists, it is done instantly there, and all the needed investigations are done in the diagnostic bus that is there with the mobile hospital. And with the reports on hand, the doctors sit across and discuss the case and then formulate a treatment, and that is given to them with a regular follow-up. Can this happen in a big city or in a big hospital, in a big town, totally free of charges for a common man, a poor man? The answer would be certainly a negative. As I told earlier, it is super specialty services at the doorstep of the poor patient. I would like to just share a couple of experiences with you. In one of the nodal points, an elderly man of 70 was brought by his granddaughter holding the hand. He is a little bent. He came for cough with breathlessness. Examination revealed a little anemia for the patient, and his heart and lungs are quite normal. Investigations confirmed that hemoglobin was low and nothing more than that, ECG, X-ray and others normal. Then why is he so disinterested, dejected and depressed? Well, a careful more probing, he has visual defects. He is not able to see the world. He is not able to identify his kith and kin. And he has become totally dependent on his family members. That is the cause for depression. We took him to the ophthalmologist. He saw and he said, this man requires correction of his refractive error with glasses, as Swami's blessings would have. A pair of glasses which we had with us. For the earlier people whom we had examined who did not take the glasses, one of the pair of glasses fitted to this gentleman exactly. And when he came back with his glasses on, he didn't need the services of his granddaughter to lead him. He was upright, beaming a smile, and came to me. And I asked him, I was equally delighted. I asked him, Chupu Baga Kanustunda. He said, Inisari Chipanu, Valaki Chipanu, Bagundi. Normally, if somebody scoffs at us, we resent. Manamida, Yavirana Chirakapurte, Bhadapartam. And that day, it was not true. I again asked him, Aduran on ambulance lo, Meda Akshal Kanapurthana, Chipan Kada, Kanapurthunai. I didn't leave him at that. I asked him, Nena Adari Petmunana, Leda, Chipan Kadaya, Inisalu. That was it. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the only time I rejoiced when somebody is coughing at me. Yavaru Chirakapurte, Anandapurin Rosu, Ade, Abhagyamana. Yesterday, our director, Dr. Narasimhan, said, Swami Chipparu, Cheyagalite Cheyali, Tappaka Cheyali, Cheyakapothe Valaki Cheyagaliginchali, Ante Kani Chesulu Kaligesukovaddu. Don't wash off your hands by referring to some center. I just quote an example. A young lady of about 25-28 came to me in the hospital, mobile hospital services. Her problem was repeated episodes of fever, cough, expectoration, occasional blood stains. Of 3 years' duration, quickly a conclusion we have come to is a cystic bronchiectasis of the lungs. We got her investigated in no time. Thanks to the super specialty, we got her HRCG done too. On the 12th, the last day of the camp service, with all the reports, one of our cardiothoracic surgeons has come. He saw and he said, this is an ideal case for the segmentectomy and she will be rid of her disease permanently. We convinced the husband, counseled the parents and the in-laws, and in the typical dialysema dialect, she was saying, operation change, burden to any bother. And on 9th of April 2014, I saw the patient. We examined together. We came to the conclusion she needs surgery. On 16th, she went to Hyderabad, admitted in the hospital. All tests were done. On 19th, she was operated wonderfully well. Our sevadar gave shelter and the needed blood under the guidance of our director. And on 28th, she was discharged. 30th, she reaches her home. And when I again went for services on 9th of May, she came with a beaming smile, healthy, happy. All the people, their relatives, they have come. And thanking our Bhagavan, Satya Sai Baba, for this wonderful service. I humbly ask you all one question. Can this happen anywhere for a small village lady suffering from 3 years, get rid of the entire surgery, entire disease within a span of 3 weeks? Nowhere else it can happen except in Sri Satya Sai Baba Mobile Hospital. In this hour of our happiness, on the 10th anniversary, we adequately thanked the support that is being extended to us by the General Hospital and the Super Specialty Hospital. Bhagavan has graciously given us this wonderful opportunity to serve the suffering humanity in the villages. Jai Sayam.
Thank you, sir. We are very glad to inform that the ENT department of Sri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital does an excellent service, which includes conducting of audiometry for hearing impaired individuals. Subsequently, such individuals may undergo surgery or they are provided with hearing aids. Today, we have 14 such individuals who will be receiving the hearing aids in the divine presence of our loving Bhagwan. Now we shall have the distribution of hearing aids to the beneficiaries by the trustees of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, followed by bhajans. Sai Ram.
Thank you. Ganapati Deva.
Jai 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 Ganapati Deva.
Jai 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 Ganapati Deva.
Thank you. ಮುಕುಂದ ಮಾಧವ ಮುರಳೀಧಾರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋಪಾಲ
ಮುಕುಂದ ಮಾಧವ ಮುರಳೀಧಾರಿ
ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಶ್ರೀಹರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋಪಾಲ
ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಶ್ರೀಹರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋಪಾಲ
ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಶ್ರೀಹರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ ಮುರಾರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಗಿರಿಧಾರಿ ಮುರಾರಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಗುರುವಾಯೂರ್ಪುರ ಶ್ರೀಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಗೋಪಾಲ
ಪ್ರೇಮ ಕರೋ ಮೇರಾ ಸಾಯಿ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ ಹೋಗಾ ದುಃಖಿಯೋ ಸೇ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಕರೋ ಮೇರಾ ಸಾಯಿ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ ಹೋಗಾ ದಿನ ದುಃಖಿಯೋ ಸೇ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಕರೋ ಮೇರಾ ಸಾಯಿ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ
कौसल्यात्मज रामचरण कौसल्यात्मज रामचरण वैदेही प्रिय रामचरण रामचरण मारुति सेवित रामचरण मारुति सेवित रामचरण भरतार्चित श्री रामचरण श्रीरामचरण पवयोधारक रामचरण पवयोधारक रामचरण कौसल्यात्मज रामचरण
कौसल्यात्मज रामचरण
वैदेही प्रिय रामचरण
वैदेही प्रिय रामचरण
मारुति सेवित रामचरण
मारुति सेवित रामचरण
भरतार्चित
श्रीरामचरण भरतार्चित श्रीरामचरण
सत्य धर्म शांति प्रेम स्वरूपा प्रशांति निलया देवा
सत्य धर्म शांति प्रेम स्वरूपा प्रशांति निलया देवा
सत्य धर्म शांति प्रेम स्वरूपा प्रशांति निलया
शांति निलया देवा ये पूर्णावतारा बलि राम बिना आनंद Baba, Shiva 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 Sai Baba. Bhola Bhandari Baba, Shiva 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 Sai Baba. ಅನಾಥ ರಕ್ಷಕ ದೀನ ದಯಾಳ ಪತಿತ ಪಾವನ ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ ಅನಾಥ ರಕ್ಷಕ ದೀನ ದಯಾಳ ಪತಿತ ಪಾವನ ಸಾಯಿ
ಬಾಬಾ
ಭೋಳಾ ಭಂಡಾರಿ ಬಾಬಾ ಶಿವ 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 ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರ ಸಾಯಿ ಮುರಾರಿ ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರ ಹೇ ತ್ರಿಪುರಾರಿ
ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರ ಹೇ ತ್ರಿಪುರಾರಿ
ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರ ಸಾಯಿ ಮುರಾರಿ ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರ ಹೇ ತ್ರಿಪುರಾರಿ
ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರ ಸಾಯಿ ಮುರಾರಿ ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರ ಹೇ ತ್ರಿಪುರಾರಿ
ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದ ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದ ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ
ಆನಂದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದ ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ
ಭೋಳಾ ಭಂಡಾರಿ ಬಾಬಾ ಶಿವ 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 ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ
ಭೋಳಾ ಭಂಡಾರಿ ಬಾಬಾ ಶಿವ 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 ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ
ಅನಾಥ ರಕ್ಷಕ ದೀನ ದಯಾಳ ಪತಿತ ಪಾವನ ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ
ದೀನ ದಯಾಳ ಪತಿತ ಪಾವನ ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ
ಭೋಳಾ ಭಂಡಾರಿ ಬಾಬಾ ಶಿವ 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 ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರ ಸಾಯಿ ಮುರಾರಿ ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರ ಹೇ ತ್ರಿಪುರಾರಿ
ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರ ಸಾಯಿ ಮುರಾರಿ ಯೋಗೇಶ್ವರ ಹೇ ತ್ರಿಪುರಾರಿ
ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದ ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ
ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದ ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ
ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದ ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ
ಆನಂದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದ ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ
ಭೋಳಾ ಭಂಡಾರಿ ಬಾಬಾ ಶಿವ 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 ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾ
ಮಾನಸ ಭಜರೆ ಗುರುಚರಣಂ
ಮಾನಸ ಭಜರೆ ಗುರುಚರಣಂ
ಮಾನಸ ಭಜರೆ ಗುರುಚರಣಂ
ಮಾನಸ ಭಜರೆ ಗುರುಚರಣಂ
ದುಸ್ತರ ಭವ ಸಾಗರ ತರಣಂ
ದುಸ್ತರ ಭವ ಸಾಗರ ತರಣಂ
ಅರುಣ ಶಿವ
ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣ ಶಿವ
ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಬಾಬಾ
ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಬಾಬಾ
ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ
ಸರಸ ಭಜರೆ ಗುರು ಚರಣಂ ದುಷ್ಕರ ಭವ ಸಾಗರ ಕರಣಂ
ದುಷ್ಕರ ಭವ ಸಾಗರ ಕರಣಂ
ಗುರು ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಗುರು ಜಯ ಜಯ
ಗುರು ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಗುರು ಜಯ ಜಯ
ಸಾಯಿನಾಥ ಸದ್ಗುರು ಜಯ ಜಯ
ಸಾಯಿನಾಥ ಸದ್ಗುರು ಜಯ ಜಯ
ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ ಶಿವಾಯ ನಮ ಶಿವಾರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣ ಶಿವೋ
ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣ ಶಿವೋ
ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಬಾಬಾ
ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಬಾಬಾ
ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ ಓಂಕಾರಂ ಭವ
ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಾಲ
ಸಾಯಿ ನಂದಲಾಲ
జయ జయ గోపాల
భజో రాధేశ
జయ హరి బోల జయ సీతారా గోపీ గోపాల భజో రాధేశ
జయ హరి బోల జయ సీతారా గోపీ గోపాల భజో రాధేశ
రామ ఘన శ్యామ శ్యామ
శ్యామ
హరి
రామ 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 ఘన శ్యామ శ్యామ
హరి రామ 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 ఘన శ్యామ శ్యామ
రామ 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 ఘన శ్యామ శ్యామ
శ్రీ రఘునందన శ్రీరామ దాశరథే జయ రఘురామ
శ్యామ శ్యామ
శ్యామ
హరి రామ 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 ఘన శ్యామ శ్యామ శ్యామ
హరి రామ 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 ఘన శ్యామ శ్యామ
శ్యామ
హరి రామ 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 ఘన శ్యామ శ్యామ
శ్యామ జయ హరి బోల జయ సీతారామ గోపీ గోపాల భజో రాధేశ
శ్యామ శ్యామ
శ్యామ శ్యామ శ్యామ
శ్రీ రఘునందన శ్రీరామ దాశరథే జయ రఘురామ
నందన శ్రీరామ దాశరథే జయ రఘురామ
నంద కిశోర నవనీత చోర వృందావన గోవింద
రామ రామ ఘన శ్యామ శ్యామ శ్యామ
రామ 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 ఘన శ్యామ శ్యామ శ్యామ
హరి రామ 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 ఘన శ్యామ శ్యామ శ్యామ
హరి రామ 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 ఘన శ్యామ శ్యామ శ్యామ
జయ హరి బోల జయ సీతారా గోపీ గోపాల భజో రాధేశ
జయ జయ విఠలా
బోలో నారాయణ జయ జయ విఠలా
బోలో నారాయణ జయ జయ విఠలా
బోలో నారాయణ జయ జయ విఠలా
సాయి నారాయణ రంగ రంగ విఠలా
సాయి నారాయణ రంగ రంగ విఠలా
సాయి నారాయణ రంగ రంగ విఠలా
విఠలా
గోపాల విఠలా పాండురంగ విఠలా
समस्त लोका सुखियो भवन्तु